Attorney General Eric Holder is engaged in a war against states trying to ensure the integrity of the electoral system. As he noted, the arc of American history has always moved toward expanding the electorate. While there is truth in this claim, it does not mean that felons, foreigners, or those residing in cemeteries should be given the right to vote. However, Mr. Holder has used the power of his position to block Florida from purging its rolls of non-citizens or taking Texas to federal court over its photo ID requirement. Even for the casual observer, it appears as if President Obama's re-election hinges on a substantial turnout of his predictable constituents and as many illegal voters as possible. Holder noted, playing to a black American audience, that requirements to prove your identity before voting are the equivalent to poll taxes, that is, Jim Crow laws requiring a payment to vote. Surely Mr. Holder must know that poll taxes were outlawed with the 24th Amendment in 1964. A photo ID for voting has been upheld by the Supreme Court in 2008 as eminently reasonable. There is scarcely an office building in any major city that you can enter without a photo ID. Even the erstwhile President Carter maintained that all states should use their best efforts to obtain proof of citizenship before registering voters. Holder calls this action discriminatory and contends voter fraud is not a serious problem. The evidence offers a different interpretation. Florida officials alone have compiled a list of 180,000 names slated for possible removal from the voting rolls as non-citizens and at least 53,000 who voted illegally in the last election. There is no doubt that voting represents one of the essential building blocks of this democratic republic. When we as a people vote, there is an implicit belief that a collective voice is heard fairly and unequivocally. However, it is increasingly clear that the rules for ensuring voter integrity in elections are not administered uniformly. After the extremely close presidential election in 2000, investigations into voting irregularities in Florida alerted the public to the possibility the outcome of a national election could be influenced through voting errors, fraud, and sloppy administration. Of course, there have been elections in the past determined by questionable actions, including the presidential race in 1876 and the well-advertised primary in 1960, to name two egregious examples. It has long been suggested that residence in a Chicago cemetery does not militate against voting. In 1994, Sonny Carson, an infamous community organizer now deceased, told me he hired several buses and traveled with his cohorts to several voting districts where multiple votes were allowed and not screened in the New York State Comptroller's race. The Village Voice reported in that election that in three New York districts there were more votes cast than people on the voting rolls. If the government were earnest in its effort to prevent voter fraud, a valid document of verification would be required. Therefore, it is important that states insist on a reliable form of photographic identification. Some states will accept a driver's license as a valid ID, but since forgeries are readily accessible, the driver's license also requires other documented data. Attorney General Holder contends these measures are a violation of privacy or insinuate intimidating procedures into the voting process. Some critics claim the voter ID requirement will suppress voter turnout. But in nearly all of the local elections in Kansas in 2012, where the voter ID was required, voter turnout was higher than normal. This is hardly surprising, since the voter ID simply resulted in rapid check-in times and a relatively easy experience voting. As long as fraud can be determined who is elected, as long as the democratic process is tainted by irregularities, steps should be taken to introduce valid and uniform procedures for voting across the country, notwithstanding Holder's contentions. At the moment, many Americans are cynical about elections because of the reported instances of fraud. It is time to restore confidence in the voting system, and a valid ID is the way to do it.